going to fill you with desire to go out and buy this book. Now, what is the difference between that and the desire that Buddhists have a reputation for discouraging people from having? Yeah. And since the Buddha isn't actually here to hold up his side of the discussion, I will put forth this notion, and then all of you perhaps can hold up his side of the discussion. I suspect that what the Buddha was actually talking about with this desire business is not so much that it's not okay to want something, because wanting something is a part of life. In other words, you have to want to eat to stay alive, right? You have to want to... If there's not that cooperation of response to what life brings to us, we're not participating, and if we're not participating, we're not alive, and if we didn't participate at all, we would die. I think what's being pointed at with our encouragement to look at desire is that it is not possible to want something without being separate. The issue is not the wanting, and the issue is certainly not the having, which people also confuse. The issue is not being identified with an illusion of a separate self that is in relationship, a subject-object relationship with life. When we don't have that identification, as that identification with a separate self falls away, then what is actually available to us is receiving. Because life is giving to us all the time. The danger when we're identified with that illusion of a separate self is that we are constantly wanting what is not available to us. So wanting out of a place of response what life offers us, and then actually being able to receive that, to have that, is the stuff that bliss is made of. Yeah? Okay, good, thank you.